Psalm 15. Psalm 15 starts with a question. Anybody remember what it was? Sorry?
Who made God and your
sacred hands? Let's read it. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? God and David. And it finishes with the answer. He who does these things will never be shaken. There are 11 statements here given as to who is righteous enough or to who is good enough to be able to dwell in the sanctuary of the Lord. David knows, as he writes this, that actually none of us are able to do it. So therefore there is nobody on their own, in their own strength, who is able to dwell in the sanctuary of the Lord. God gives the strength. God gives us the Holy Spirit. And we have the advantage of having the Holy Spirit. Let's just look at those things that we are supposed to be able to be, to be able to live and to dwell in the sanctuary. Those whose walk is blameless. I'm sure that we've all done something wrong. Who does what is righteous? Who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue? Already, I was crawling and thinking, ooh, this really is quite hard. Who does his neighbour no wrong? Casts no slur on his fellow man? Who despises a vile man but honours those who fear the Lord? Keeps his oath even when it hurts? Who lends his money without interest and does not accept a bribe against the innocent? There's an awful lot there that we are supposed to be able to do to be able to dwell in the sanctuary of the Lord, to be able to live on his holy hill. How are we going to do those things? How can we do those things? As I was reading this, it hit me that in Galatians it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. So therefore, if we have the fruit of the Spirit, we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. And they will aid us to be able to be and to be able to do all these things. We can walk blameless. We can stand and be righteous. We can speak the truth from the heart. Sometimes that's really hard. Has no slander on his tongue and does his neighbour no wrong. We can have lots of problems throughout our life. With neighbours, with people who we work with, people who we know, people who we just meet in the street. And we can sometimes cast a slur on them just by saying something negative about them to somebody else. Can we despise a vile man but honour those who fear the Lord? Can keep your oath, your promise, even when it hurts? I remember my son always used to say to me, but Mummy, you always say that, you never let me do it. How often do we say something and say, I promise, and actually not fulfil it? We need to be careful of what comes out of our mouth. But with the fruit of the Spirit, we can, because we have love, which will help us to love others, and joy and peace, patience with others, kindness, self-control over our tongue and over the things that we think. We can lend money without asking for interest. That's a hard one as well. Does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. At the moment, there's a really big storm going on. I think some of you might have heard about it. And that is shaking the foundations of America and the Caribbean. God says that if we stand on his promises, we will not be shaken. And that doesn't mean physically. It means in him. In him, we have our safety. He covers us with his wing. Psalm 16 continues. Followed neatly on. David is confirming God's calling on his life, and he believes that this will follow through when he dies. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. How many of us struggle with daily problems? Most of us. We all have difficulties. We all have problems in life. And it is hard in the morning to get up and say sometimes, you are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. But you know, we do have something which a lot of people don't have. And we have each other. It says in verse 3, as for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. We have been given a family of people, of fellow believers. We know each other. We can talk to each other. We can share things with each other. We can encourage and support each other. I would love to be somebody who was an encourager. Somebody who, when they thought of me, smiled. Somebody who could say, do you know, I was really down, but I just had a quick word with Kathy, and she really picked me up. Or to be able to say to somebody, can I pray with you? Would you like to go somewhere? Would you like a coffee? Let us be for each other a saint, because we have been given to each other as a gift from God. We are glorious ones in whom we can all delight. If we run after other gods, our sorrows will increase. We have a wonderful spiritual inheritance. How much more do we have now than what David had? How can we convey to others and to ourselves what we have been given? Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. And I'm sure like me, many of you have been woken in the night and have turned to your Bibles, and God has spoken to you specifically at that time for a specific purpose. Sometimes I wake at night and this is when I get my sermons. Sometimes I wake at night and just worry and then turn to prayer. Sometimes I can't sleep. But even at night, my heart instructs me. God uses times when we can't sleep to instruct us, to help us, to support and to encourage, to lead us on in the right way. He is at my right hand, and again, I will not be shaken. David then utters very prophetic words about the resurrection. My heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. Here he talks about the resurrection of Christ. You've made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. We will rest in the shadow of his wing. Let us pray.